Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Intense negotiations underway on a possible deal to release dozens of hostages held by Hamas.
Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on NBC's Meet the Press said it's the closest they've come to reaching an agreement. Finer cautioned that nothing has been finalized, but some of the hostages could be released in exchange for a pause in fighting. Hamas took about 240 people as hostages, including several Americans, during its deadly October 7th attack on Israel. I'm Dave Collins.
Authorities say crews have extinguished a train fire in Atlanta. Authorities did not immediately release any information about if anyone was hurt in that derailment. The fire happening after a Norfolk Southern train crashed into a CSX train at around 6:30 a.m., causing 8 CSX train cars to go off the rails. Reactions have begun to pour in following the death of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
Known for her efforts on mental health and caregiving and women's rights. So I hope that during the holidays you'll consider saying include the Carter family in your prayers.
Current First Lady Jill Biden remembering her while meeting with service members and other families in Virginia. Rosalynn Carter passing away yesterday afternoon at the age of 96. Speaker Mike Johnson said he will release more than 40,000 hours of footage taken at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021 when protesters stormed the halls of Congress because they were angry about the 2020 election. Some video already available. The rest of it will be released gradually over time. Johnson shared the link to the public website on his X page Friday afternoon. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Nobody matched all 5 Powerball numbers plus the Powerball on Saturday night's drawing. That was worth $280 million. And nobody hit the $1 million prize by matching all 5 Powerball numbers without the Powerball. That means the top prize now rolls over for tonight's drawing worth an estimated $295 million.
Happy Hunger Games. And may the odds be ever in your favor.
The latest in the Hunger Games series topped the weekend box office with an estimated $44 million. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, beating Trolls Band Together, which finished second with $30.6 million. Nick Bollea, the son of wrestling legend Hulk Hogan, was arrested Saturday in Clearwater, Florida, on suspicion of drunk driving. This would be his second offense. The 33-year-old paid a $500 bond and was released from jail. The second launch of SpaceX's uncrewed Starship rocket, the largest and most powerful craft on Earth, exploded after about 12 minutes into the flight. The Starship, which lifted off at about 8 a.m. from SpaceX's private Starbase site in Boca Chica, Texas, had a stage separation and did reach space, but the ground crew lost communications with the rocket ship after 9 minutes. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. Hey, I got an opportunity for you. Absolutely free. How would you like a free 6-month subscription to Great American Pure Flix? They got a Christmas promotion going on, and we've been blessed to hand off to you a free subscription for 6 months. All you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's my personal email. It comes to me direct. Okay, bill@billmartinezlive.com. In the subject, say, I'm a winner. That way I'll know what you're talking about, and we'll know that you are entering in to win this free 6-month subscription to Great American Pure Flix Christmas promotion. Now, if you've had exposure to Pure Flix and fat in the past, you know that during the holiday season especially, I mean, it is a bingeable feast of nonstop, family-friendly, holiday, you know, Christmas-themed movies, one after another. In fact, this week, you get to celebrate the taste of the season, you know, just setting us up for Thanksgiving, of course, hence the taste of the season. There's nothing like the smells and taste of the holidays, right? Well, you get to take a big bite of this week's entertainment offerings there at Great American Pure Flix, and all you got to do is drop me an email, say I'm a winner on the subject line, and hey, you could be the recipient of a 6-month absolutely free subscription. So that's going to take you through, you know, I think all the way up to Easter. So you're going to have a great time there to be able to watch these great family fun theme movies that you're not going to have to, you know, hide from the kids, all right? So get that email off to me right away. We're waiting for Mark Cook, I think, and we're going to talk about his book, also talk about his background. Mark, it's just incredible, you know, experience. I mean, he's had quite the ride. He was in the film business, you know, for nearly 5 years, and then he gets a challenge from Mel Gibson, an icon production, you can imagine, to assist in the promotion and marketing of The Passion of the Christ. Can you imagine that? The filmmaker's current passion is encouraging men and others to establish a daily relationship with God by beginning each day in devotion. He believes that if you heal the man, you heal the family, you heal the nation. That's the process that, you know, we're encouraging all men to get on. And, you know, if we can get connected with him, he's a, I don't know, obviously a very busy man, and we had this time set aside, but hopefully connect with him, and we're still having a little bit of a challenge connecting, so we may not be able to you know, talk to him this time around, but if not, then I'm sure in the future, but because I definitely was looking forward to talking to him about his experience in dealing with a you know, with the movie The Passion for the Christ, as you can imagine. Anyway, his book is out. It's called A 30-Day Bootcamp for Men. The First Hour is the title of it, Unleash God's Power. So an excellent book and something you want to get your hands on. So I'm going to give you a little preview about it right now, so that way when we do talk about it, you go, oh, I've heard about that. And so we'll be further down the road when, you know, Mark comes on and we're able to, you know, talk about, as they say, heal the man, heal the family, heal the nation, talking about practical ways to lead your family well, right? You know, as you've heard me say, you know, we've got to think, we got to think better. We got to do better. We got to be better. You know, and you think, and it's not like, you know, when somebody says, okay, think, you know, and do and be, it's not like, hey, you know, we want to up the ante up to you 500%. You'd be surprised. You know, I think I shared with you at one time, you know, coming from a baseball background and playing baseball most of my life, you know, it was brought to my attention that the difference between, you know, people that were good players, and we're talking in the professional segment, right, the professional sector, the difference was 5%. They were just 5% better. These are the superstars of baseball, you know, the people that you hear about and you know and you love so much. And what it comes down to is they're 5% better than anybody else. And what that equates to is one more hit in 20 at-bats. Think about that. Just one more hit in 20 at-bats, and you're a gazillionaire, you know, in baseball. And how many other ways can that be applied to in our walks of life? You know, just, you know, closing 5% if you're in sales, closing 5%. If you're in manufacturing, just doing, you know, 5% better job than what you did the day before and what others are doing. So it's not some quantum leap or expectation. But it's just having that little bit of attitude, like we were talking about with Gary Schneeberger, having that attitude just to do just a little bit better. You know, is that attainable? Is that reasonable to say in our thoughts, we're going to think a little bit better. We're going to be a little bit more purposeful about, you know, the thoughts that we think. Can we think better thoughts? Okay. Bible says, talk about, you know, think about those things that are noble and good and righteous. You know, can that form our thinking? Can that be the basis? I love what Zig Ziglar used to say, you know, and had opportunity to see him and to meet with him, on one occasion especially. But one of my favorite lines was he referred to that stinking thinking. You know, that stinking thinking, you know, that lowers your head and lowers expectations and lowers the product. But we need to be conscious of that, that when we are involved and caught in stinking thinking, to quit stinking, quit thinking the stinking. You know what I'm saying? So that's the challenge. So we can think a little bit better. And, you know, and then as a result, we will do a little bit better and overall we'll be better, not only for ourselves, but our family. In his book, Mark addresses the importance of a morning routine. What do you do? What are first things first? You know, for you, you know, that kind of gets your day in motion, that set the temperament, that set, you know, the trajectory of your day. What are you doing with that? And he has some great counsel on that. And also how to get your family involved in changing the direction of your community, because it starts at home. I mean, can you imagine a power force, family of four? What kind of power force would you be if you were in tune? And I get it. You may say, oh, Bill, you're just being so unrealistic. How do we get our family? It's just, you know, they've had their ways. They're hard pressed. Well, but you can be that example. You can be that change. It starts with you, men. Starts with you to be that change that you want to see in them. Let them see the change that's happening in you. And you'd be surprised how much easier it would be and how realistic it is. But right now, when you look at it and you say, well, gosh, we're so far off the mark, I'm having a hard enough time dealing with myself. How can I, you know, get my family to change? Well, you'd be surprised how infectious, again, like we're talking with Gary Schneeberger, how infectious that attitude of gratitude and that appreciation, you know, can have not only on yourself, but certainly on those that you directly influence, and, you know, particularly your family. You're around them, you know, hopefully in more ways than not. So, you know, check that out. But the other thing is, how can you heal a family and eventually a nation? Well, it starts with the family, okay? And he also addresses seven steps to self-discipline. So stay with us. We've got more coming up. It's just about, we're coming at 14, almost 15 minutes after the top of the hour. And so for more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And don't forget to get me that email, okay? Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. I'm a winner. Write that on the subject so we'll know it's coming from you. And I'd love to send you that free six-month, half a year free subscription to Great American Pure Flix. You will love it, especially during this holiday season with all those great Christmas movies that are available for you. So stay with us. We got more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Hey, Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, so much happening in our world today, not only with, you know, what are we, day 45 in the Israel-Hamas war, and, of course, a lot of international pressure to, you know, to stop the shooting and that, and I get that. Most reasonable people are grieved when you see innocents, you know, dying as a result of war. This is why war is not a good thing. But again, you know, but the fact of the matter is it happens. And, the Word of God says that, there's a time for war and a time for peace. And here we are. This time for war, again, was not, not the fault of, the Israelis, and certainly not the fault of these women that were raped and dragged through the streets of the Gaza, not the fault of these young people who were enjoying a holiday. It was the final day of the celebration of the Torah, and they're at a festival. Not their fault that they were gunned down. You know, this was done by the leadership of Hamas that decided to go ahead and make this move. And for them to do this, knowing that Israel was going to come in and, you know, turn the Gaza into a parking lot, that there was going to be retribution. They didn't do this, you know, and they didn't do this without understanding what the consequences were going to be. And the deal is if their position was that righteous, then where are the other Arab nations? How come they're not, you know, pigpiling on this deal against Israel? Because I believe that they know in their heart of hearts, except for Iran, okay? But I think the others understand that, look, at if they were attacked like that, that's what they would do. If they had the wherewithal, they would turn it into a parking lot. And that Hamas has created this. Now, the narrative here in the United States is, oh, well, you got to understand and have compassion of the Palestinians. Well, the Palestinians and Hamas are two different elements. Okay, they are separate. There's some, you know, certainly they voted Hamas in, and you know, and they've been, I guess, make the adjustments and tolerate, you know, the kind of abuse that was happening for the people there. You know, and keep in mind, you know, for the men not so bad, for the women not really good either. But you know, this is where they chose to live, and their leadership is the one that did this. And then keep in mind, it wasn't everybody in the leadership that understood what was going on. You know, as Chris Mitchell was explaining to us last week, that you know, this was done by, you know, maybe a handful of Hamas leaders that knew this was going to take place. Because they didn't want anybody, you know, questioning it, or, you know, they didn't want certainly to have their hand tipped on it that other people would find out what was going on. I mean, this was planned out. And this wasn't something that was planned out over a couple of days to be able to do something of this level and have this kind of impact. But here we are in the West trying to understand it. Our kids are trying to understand because they have friends who come from the Middle East. And they have a worldview that they were raised on. And unfortunately, right now, America's worldview is compromised because of the current thought leaders who want to look at America as being evil and we're bad. Look at, have we fallen short? No doubt. Are there issues? We can talk about those. There's no doubt that we have been misrepresented on the world stage by, you know, if you want to say the CIA, NGOs, other entities, the deep state, that have been misrepresenting the heart of most Americans. This is why we don't understand. Because, like I said, I'll never forget, I think it was Leslie Stahl. Leslie Stahl was interviewing, this was after 9/11, you know, some young people from the Middle East. And this one young man, you know, stood up and says, you tell me one good thing America has done for us. You tell me one good thing America has done for us, and maybe I'll change my mind. And Leslie Stahl just stood there. She had nothing to offer, nothing to say. And you know, there she is as a reporter. You can say, in all fairness, and that, you know, maybe she shouldn't be the one to defend. But, I mean, you can't even defend America, being an American. enjoying all the benefits working for a media company, a major media company, and you have nothing positive to say about this country? I thought that was quite telling. And from that moment on, it's been increasingly revealing as to people of influence in our country who have nothing good to say about America. You know, this attitude of gratitude that we've been talking about seems to be the theme of the morning here, and it sets us up for this Thanksgiving week. But, you know, you have nothing good to say about America. It's not that we're perfect. We're hardworking people. We've accomplished it. I mean, we're a superpower. We've done a lot of great things, and many nations have looked to us when there's been problems and emergencies. Who's there first in line running to, you know, save the world, the United Nations, all the money that the American taxpayer has paid for, in order that we would have communications and maybe be able to, you know, lift the ambitions of other nations in such a way that they would be peace-loving and freedom-loving people. But what we've done is accommodated, you know, really we've accommodated the disease and the stinking thinking of people who come to our country and abuse, they abuse our welcome. You know, these ambassadors from other countries and representatives from other countries, you know, not paying, you know, simple things like a parking ticket and the abuse because they get diplomatic immunity and they break our laws. But because of diplomatic immunity, they're able to get away. I mean, think about this. I mean, they're not even grateful to come to our country to enjoy the benefits that we have here as representatives of their country. Not that I expect them to abandon their culture, but at least be grateful, you know, for what the American people have done for you in the interest of a higher calling, of an improved international community where we're talking together and trying to understand one another so they aren't going to war all the time over silly stuff, right? I mean, this is with the hope of the United Nations, not that it would become a cesspool of negative thinking that, you know, wants to put, you know, a nation down that doesn't even, you know, understand what Israel has gone through for them to be attacked, but because of anti-Semitism. And the thing is that if you have anti-Semitism today, then what do we have anti down the road? Because it opens the door to all kinds of anti-other stuff. Okay, we're going to be anti-Russian. We're going to be, you know, anti, you know, name it. Anti-Hawaii, I mean, you know, just name it. We'll just start dividing ourselves in such a case so that we can be eliminated. We'll be set aside, invalidated, and made less than. This is the danger of all this stuff. You know, our founding fathers, I believe, because they were led by Judeo-Christian principles, understood the higher calling, said what they were putting together was aspirational. It was that this country would rise to rise to a level of perfection. Not that we would be perfect, but that would be an aspiration. That we would, you know, we would focus on becoming a more perfect union, right? What's wrong with that? That's ambitious, but it gives you something to look at in terms of an aiming point, a target, if I might say. And that's what has been before us. But we've lost sight of that target. All for the sake of the bitter divide and, you know, all these other things, these lies that are made that deconstruct, do not construct, but they just blow things up. Because that's what they're about. I mean, these Marxists and communists, you know, Black Lives Matter, they're not about reforming America like Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King Jr. understood, hey, look, he didn't want to blow things up. He just wanted to reform it so it could be better for everybody. He was in tune with the aspirational trajectory and goals of our founding fathers. This is why he's such a hero to this day. But sadly, there's other people of color that have followed him that think in terms of, well, we just got to blow the whole thing up. Let's just blow it up. You know, and I was part of that generation in the 60s and 70s that had that same kind of attitude. You know, you couldn't trust the man. You know, you just had to tear everything down. You know, really, you know, I understand emotion. I understand, you know, immaturity. But, you know, when you have defended this country and you see where the founding fathers are coming from, you're just saying, why can't we all get it and work together for a better good?
Save money on nearly all your prescription drugs. we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
News update. Intense negotiations underway on a possible deal to release dozens of hostages held by Hamas. Authorities saying crews have extinguished a train fire in Atlanta that happened after two trains collided Friday morning. The fire happening after a Norfolk Southern train crashed into a CSX train at around 6:30 a.m., causing eight CSX train cars to go off the rails. Reactions have begun to pour in following the death of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Current First Lady Jill Biden remembering her while meeting with service members and their families in Virginia. Speaker Mike Johnson said he'll release more than 40,000 hours of footage that was taken at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021 when protesters stormed the halls of Congress because they were angry about the 2020 election. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. We got Jordan Goodman. Yes, you've been waiting anxiously for him. Well, settle your anxiety. He's here with us. America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And he's reporting on on things that you're concerned about as it relates to your money. And one of the big things here, Jordan, is, the American people are not biting, into Bidenomics, are they?
Well, right. There's a big disconnect. I mean, if you look at the overall economic numbers, they're pretty decent. I mean, unemployment's still below 4%. Inflation is high, but still coming down. Gas prices have come down a little bit. But people just aren't feeling it. And you're seeing that in the polls. Biden's actually behind Trump in various polls, not only overall, but in particular battleground states.
Right.
So all the economic numbers they can put out of the Washington Numbers Factory are not helping the average person feel much better about the situation.
Well, there's nothing like reality to tell you the truth. I mean, Joe Biden can go around and tell you it's working. But, they go to the store or they go to the gas pumps and it's still tough. I mean, my son's in California. They're paying $7 a gallon there in California.
That's what they see. And they see that with food prices and rents and mortgage rates are up to almost 8%. The average credit card rate is now 24%, Bill. I mean, people see that in their everyday kind of lives. And then you look at the world stage, it's on fire, right? You've got this major war going on between Israel and Hamas, and potentially it could be a wider war. The war between Ukraine and Russia is continuing. Not that it's Biden's fault that Hamas attacked, Russia attacked, but it just seems like the things are on fire around the world, and don't seem to be in control of things.
Well, and the thing is that, previously we had the former president that had these entities in check,
Right, Iran particularly.
Yeah, Putin wasn't invading Ukraine, but he did so under Obama. He's done it under Biden. So there's some patterns here. And then of course, as you mentioned, Iran. We were told by Barack Obama this was to keep them from going nuclear. And then you start hearing, well, they're at 40% enrichment, they're at 50% enrichment, they're at 60%, 85% enrichment. Now they're, as close as maybe even weeks away from being able to produce a nuclear bomb. So what happened with this mantra that he kept saying that this was to make sure that they never went nuclear? I mean, you can put that in the same file folder as the other big lie that, if you want your doctor, you get to keep your doctor, right?
Exactly. Well, in the case of Iran, I mean, they've actually profited tremendously as oil prices have gone up. They're continuing to sell oil. They're selling more now than they were before.
Right.
So these high oil prices are certainly helping them. And that is funding Hamas and Hezbollah and Syria and all the other troublemaking that Iran's doing. They're sending drones to Russians to attack Ukrainians. They're getting the money for that by selling all this oil that we're allowing because we're not producing enough domestically. I mean, here we're taking more oil from Iran. We're taking oil from Venezuela now. We've got a peace with Maduro in Venezuela. All of a sudden, he's a nice guy because we need his oil.
Right.
That's the position we want to be in.
Yeah, and here it is. It's so funny because those on the left that are so, supposedly so sensitive about the environment and purity and all this stuff, and we're buying dirty oil from Venezuela.
I'm just saying that the people in Washington have a certain kind of in a bubble, I guess you might say.
Yeah.
And then out in the real world, people are seeing the reality of what we're talking about. And and that's got electoral ramifications. We're less than a year from the election now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not looking good for Biden right now. And if anything, the economy is slowing more. I mean, for example, the unemployment number came in weaker than expected. It was expecting about 170,000 jobs. They got 150,000 jobs. Every month this year, the number of jobs created has been less than the previous month. And we've had a downward revision of previous jobs as well. So they're touting the wonderful full employment economy, but the reality is that fewer and fewer jobs are being created all the time.
Well, and plus, I mean, hey, even if you get $20 an hour, you still can't keep up with the expenses. The cost of fuel and food and everything like that. There's no way you can make a living. So now you got to have a side hustle. You're forced to work under the table. I mean, because you're looking to survive. And the thing is, Jordan, as we've been saying, I feel for all of us, for the American people, because we didn't do this. This isn't our fault. This is being orchestrated by Joe Biden. You talk about Iran. I mean, he had, three or four operatives who were co-conspirators and sympathizers with Iran, and they are the ones that orchestrated this deal to allow Iran to evade sanctions and sell oil to China. And,
exactly.
And guess what? Three of them still are working for our government, and they're not working for our government picking lemons. I mean, they're up there in higher levels of security as well, which is bizarre.
It is indeed. It is indeed. So I think people are kind of catching on to that. The winners are getting bigger and the losers are getting bigger as well. I mean, the stock market in general has been doing quite well, but the average person paying these very, very high rates on credit cards and mortgages, they're just feeling further and further behind. The other thing that's kicked in recently, of course, is student loans. Those are on a three-year holiday. That was of October 1st. People now having to pay the student loans. That's taking $200-$400 away from what they would want to be spending on other things as well.
And that's going to have electoral consequences as well. I mean, he used it, to kind of tease the kids to say, the Gen Zers, hey, look at, I'm going to give you a big break here. Well, he couldn't produce on it.
Exactly. Well, the Supreme Court knocked him down, basically, and said what you were doing was not allowed. Congress did not authorize that. And he just went ahead and did it anyway and got smacked down by the Supreme Court. So it doesn't feel like he's in their corner, I guess you'd think of it that way, with these high interest rates and
Well, whose corner is he in? Whose corner is he in? Because it's not certainly the American people. I mean, what he has done is systematically, basically put a wrecking ball through our economy here. I mean, to the degree, you know, you and I have been talking all year about the R word. Is it going to happen? And now you've got, some other economic prognosticators that are saying, you know, first quarter, we're going to hit the R word.
Well, it's possible. I mean, the number that came in for the third quarter was quite strong, 4.9% growth. Mm-hmm. Fourth quarter we're in now probably won't be quite as much, but we're still growing. I mean, we're not in a recession at this point. It's been amazing how resilient the economy has been despite these higher interest rates and higher oil prices and strikes and all the turmoil around the world. It's been quite amazing. The U.S. economy has been as resilient as it has been.
But at some point, though, everybody's going to max out their credit cards. So what are you going to have? I mean, you may have a 60-day lag on this, but it could be a pretty happening Christmas.
Bill. I mean, delinquencies are up, and card delinquencies are up, and mortgage foreclosures are up. So, yeah, I mean, it's already happening. People are at their breaking point. And meanwhile, the U.S. government is borrowing like a drunken sailor not to insult drunken sailors here. I mean, we're adding about $700 billion in new debt in the fourth quarter. New debt on top of the $32 trillion we have. We're spending on all kinds of wonderful things, whether it be green energy or Ukraine or Israel or the border. They're all wonderful things, but we don't have the money. We're borrowing all the money to do these things.
Well, and look what's going on now. I mean, these car dealers are trying to dump all these EVs. Incentivizing, big redemptions here and incentives. $7,500 a car.
I mean, they're not selling otherwise.
No.
Even Tesla has lowered their prices twice this year. Mm-hmm. And all the big car makers, I mean, they just had this big settlement with the UAW for 25% pay increase, which is great for the UAW, except the car companies lose money on every electric car they make. And so they're going to be paying wage increases from losing and losing more and more money. I don't think that works long term.
And how is that sustainable?
It's not. I think the car company, the big three, are going to continue to lose market share because they're raising their prices so much to make up. Just the UAW deal that just happened is going to mean the average UAW worker is going to earn $89 an hour. Great for them. Tesla workers earn $45 an hour. And Nissan and Toyota earn about $55 an hour. So it's just going to make the big three not very competitive with these other companies that have much, much lower, and in most cases, non-union labor forces.
Exactly. Toyota says thank you very much, right?
Exactly.
Well, he's just full of all kinds of good news, ladies and gentlemen.
I am. Extremely good news.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Where can they go for more information, Jordan?
JordanMoneyAnswers.com. Always glad to answer your emails of your listeners.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you
you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got Richard Vig joining us. He is the author of The Paradox of Debt, A New Path to Prosperity Without Crisis. Imagine that, huh? Would that be a breath of fresh air? Well, you've got the Biden administration narrowing down its second attempt at student relief loans targeting groups that have lower income. What would that mean for Americans and the rest of the world? Richard Vig, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you lay it out in The Paradox of Debt, A New Path to Prosperity Without Crisis. What are we missing here in this whole process? Because you have this dynamic tension that goes back and forth between, borrowing and spending, and borrowing to spend again. It's a vicious cycle that just gets us deeper in debt, and it doesn't seem like there's any light at the end of the tunnel here.
Well, you're exactly right. And debt always grows, which is something is not generally understood or appreciated. Right after World War II, private sector debt, that's businesses and households, their debt was about 35% of GDP. Today it's 160% of GDP. So it's been almost a five-fold increase. Mm-hmm. And that means a lot of debt that folks are carrying around that really precludes them from more vibrant participation in the economy.
Well, experts would say that, we need to be, maybe at a maximum somewhere between, 25-30% and 160%. I mean, we're leaving ourselves very vulnerable here, are we not?
Yeah, the debt service ratio, which is the percent of your disposable income that has to go to servicing debt, has doubled, in the last 40 years from about 15% of our disposable income to almost 30%. That just means we're able to do fewer of the things that propel the economy forward, you know, send our kids to college, put on, you know, meaningful additions to our homes and the like.
So this is costing us. I mean, sometimes, you know, we kind of look at it like with a credit card. You know, you're not really seeing real cash go, and it's kind of just a subtle, you know, layer to our economy. But we are actually, even though we're not, you know, going into our wallet necessarily, we are in ways paying for this. As you say, it affects the choices that we make, because especially right now with looming recession, you know, coming upon us, I won't be surprised if it's kind of like what we experienced under the Obama administration, that we'll be told afterwards that, well, if the truth be known, we've been in recession already. We just didn't make it official. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, even if we don't fall into a recession, you know, economic growth will very likely be a lot lower than it was in the 50s and 60s, when we had, you know, 3, 4, 5% per annum real GDP growth, and now it's, you know, a percent or two below that. So we're just growing more slowly, and a lot of that is due to the fact that we're lugging around so much more personal debt.
Well, we experienced, you know, an explosion in a way with GDP growth, and had it not been for the pandemic, I think we were on the road to, you know, some incredible numbers. I mean, Barack Obama left office, and he laughed at Donald Trump, saying, you know, look at, I think about 1.8, you'd be lucky to hit 2% GDP growth. Donald Trump would have nothing to do with it. And I had to agree, because I felt that what I was seeing, you know, I have to say this to you, Richard, what I was seeing was this pent up energy that just needed a place to express itself. And I believe it's still there, too, even to this day, is that we've got people that want to work. And if we open up the gates and, you know, focus on job creation that is meaningful for them, you know, Katie, bar the door. I think that we could see, you know, 3, 4, 5% GDP growth. That's me. I'm not an economist like you. You know better. But I'm just, I guess I'm an idea guy, and I believe in dreams.
Well, you know, I agree with you, and especially when we compare ourselves to the other major countries of the world, we tend to follow the what we call the Big Seven, the seven countries that together constitute almost 70% of world GDP. That's China, Japan, Germany, France, England, and India now has gotten to that size. And if you look at fundamentals in the U.S. economy, you know, however much we worry about our own problems, when we compare ourselves to the countries, we come off looking real good, and our recent growth is a demonstration of that. And I happen to agree with you. You know, I think Americans are the kind of folks where, as they have opportunity, we can see really dynamic progress in the future.
Because we've realized that the American people are happiest when they're working. I mean, you know, if you didn't realize, I mean, I saw this quite clearly. When Donald Trump came into office, you know, what I appreciated for people on the inside, you know, the drumbeat that he was always beating in the hallways there at the White House was, how are we doing with jobs? It was almost like the first question he asked anybody. You know, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And so look what happened. I mean, we had an explosion of jobs that took place because we have the natural resource and you know, I would say the Constitution, and I'm just the inner constitution of the American people. We're hardworking people. We're productive people. And that's when we're happiest, is when we're doing both, right?
Yeah, and one of the good things that's been happening over the last, you know, 5 or 10 years and seems to be accelerating is we're reshoring some of the manufacturing that we so unwisely pushed off for in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, our disputes, our increasing disputes with China, we're starting to pull back. And that represents a really powerful opportunity for us.
Well, it really does. You know, if you invite, business wants to be invited. It wants to be welcomed. And for a long time, with all, you know, the regulation nation that took over, you know, the business environment, we incentivized all the wrong behavior. And Donald Trump understood this, and I think most practical economists understand that you get what you reward. And what is it that you want most of, and what do we need to do? And as you said, look at, here it is. We need to get back to manufacturing. And I think Donald Trump brought that to mind when he said, look, we've given up. Here we were. We were the major manufacturers of steel, and we need steel. And God forbid, if we ever have to go to war, we're going to have to look to our enemies to supply our steel so that we can, you know, build ships and go beat them up. Like, that's going to happen?
Well, self-sufficiency on the critical product is an important thing. And, you know, right now we see that whereas 5 years ago the most advanced computer chips in the world were made by Intel, now they're made in Taiwan by TSMC. And, you know, we've lost that. We need to regain that. And you know, the opportunities are exciting. You know, there's areas of manufacturing, like in biotech. You know, I'm in the Philadelphia region. There's starting to emerge manufacturing facilities that, believe it or not, are manufacturing altered genetic material that fights disease. We clearly, you know, with NVIDIA and others on the West Coast, we've grabbed the early lead in artificial intelligence, and NVIDIA makes those chips. So the type of manufacturing we're talking about here is very advanced manufacturing, and that's good news because of bigger salaries when it's more complex. So.
Exactly. Well, in the paradox, you say it is that while debt is essential and our economy relies on it, it also brings instability unless it is periodically deleveraged. And the tough thing is that it would be one thing if that was all that debt was about. Unfortunately, you get the political motivators where we're going into debt in order to buy votes. That drives me nuts. I don't know about you.
Well, you know, debt is the creator and the destroyer at the same time. And, you know, economic growth depends on debt growth, but debt growth, and I'm talking mainly on the private sector side. A lot of folks don't realize this, but private sector debt at $42 trillion is actually a lot bigger than government debt. And, it can get to a point where it is creates crisis or the burden is too high. You know, clearly rapid growth in mortgage loans, the period from 2002 to 2007, that harmed really the whole world. So, you know, we've got to pay attention to both aspects of debt.
What is our hope here, Richard, in terms of, you know, these policy areas ranging from trade and housing to financial policy and student debt? We've got about a minute left, so I'm going to let you summarize and wrap us up here, okay?
Well, you know, I think we need to pay attention to debt. I think we need to, particularly on the personal side, we need to be more disciplined. I think we need to find ways to alleviate debt. You know, one of the things we talk about in the book is streamlining the bankruptcy process so that folks that encounter, you know, unexpected medical expenses or unexpected job loss really have a fighting chance to get back. So, you know, there's no silver bullet. There's no magic formula, but there's a lot of little things we can do really up and down the spectrum, I think, that can unleash the potential of the economy.
Well, and like you say, why do you want to, you know, somebody who has to go through bankruptcy, it's tough enough in dealing with that, but it's better for them and all concerned in our country to get their head above water as fast as we can and to get them in a recovery position, right? I think that's what you're saying.
I think you've summarized it perfectly. Let's give them a fighting chance.
Amen. Richard Daigh has been with us, author of the book, The Paradox of Debt, A New Path to Prosperity Without Crisis. Richard, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.